Daksha is a devotee of the Lord. He's appointed by Brahma to be a progenitor, to propagate living entities, to fill up the universe. He's called Prajapati Daksha, Prajapati. He's the father of so many living entities. And so that's a big post. He's a minister of living entities, life minister, whatever. And he's a devotee, and so he was doing that service, so he became proud. That service made him proud. So he thought he was very special. So when his daughter, Sati, came, he had some function, some yajna, and then she came to visit, but she didn't bring Shiva. Then, because of his pride, being of his position and of his service he was rendering, Daksha, he insulted her husband, his son-in-law, which is a Vaishnava Parad. Vaishnava Yata Shambhu. Shambhu is a great Vaishnava. So then because of that aparad, then he got his head cut off. He got the head of a goat. So that's what that's talking about.
Saying that these five things were given by Jiva Goswami, that when
Chin Bhakti Sandarva.
Yes. But these are so
subtle. Not so subtle.
That's different.
No, there's two different things. One is to gloat over whatever accomplishments you receive by the mercy of the Lord. One always remembers the mercy of the Lord. This is the sixth symptom of Sharanagati, that he always feels that I can't do anything without the blessings of the Lord. That only by his blessings this is going on. Whatever I attain, it's all due to his mercy. And so he doesn't claim, he's not attached to whatever glory he receives. It's an internal position of the mind. People say so many things, oh, you're this or that, and he doesn't gloat over it, doesn't, oh yeah, that's right. Yes. He said, I'm just doing my service, I'm just doing my duty, and I'm trying to improve. And if you find some benefit from it, that's Krishna's mercy. That you're seeing something or receiving something, but it's not my doing, it's his doing. I'm trying to be transparent and trying to be an instrument of his hands. Nimitta matram. Krishna tells Arjuna in Gita, just become an instrument, become transparent. Don't block the flow. I want to use you to accomplish something, so don't interfere with my wish by your independent spirit. A part of your independent spirit is to claim ownership, claim proprietorship to your glories. Right? Krishna's given the glories, and he said, oh, these are my glories. And oh, you wrote 17 books. Yes, I wrote 17 books. I'm really special. No, it's... If someone says that and you think, Krishna, I'm just a dog or I'm a fool, and then whatever they say actually, what have I done? I mean, Prabhupada, these books are nothing, they're just, you know, they're not my books. I had an opportunity to do some service. That was my service. Krishna used me to do this work, and he used you to do that work. He uses each one of us to do whatever work that he wants, but it's not mine, they're his books. And he's a doer. And it's like this. So you're always, because if you're always fixed in philosophical understanding, that's nishta. These things you're talking about are the problems that anarta nivritti. And nishta and ruchi, these things are not there. Because these are all bodily considerations due to lack of higher consciousness. Yeah, that's described Madhurya Kadambini. As our attachment increases, our anarthas decrease. As our faith increases, our anarthas decrease. Because faith, our initial beginning is faith, and then faith increases, and then external things decrease. So So it depends. Faith has to develop, keep developing. Faith is always growing. As the faith develops and attachment to Krishna develops, then we get free from the lower ideas, lower conceptions. Yes?
Once in a Krishna moon, we experience, sometimes we'll be chanting and try to listen to the mantra and think of the Leelas, or sometimes the pastimes. But you think of His mercy sometimes, and tears come in a manner that, you know, how merciful He is. Some incident that, and so that's also an abrad if you're thinking of some incident that He was so merciful, or that's His qualities that you're thinking that he's so merciful that such and such happened, or that I was able to.
Well, I mean.
And that flashes through your mind when you're chanting.
That's in Krama Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. Krama Sandarbha, he talks about, you know, the Krama. Krama Sandarbha, he talks about the sequence of how the holy name unfolds. And when one's chanting the holy name, then the qualities of Krishna sometimes come in the mind. First is Rupam and then Gunam. So some quality over, let's say, prominent quality of Krishna may come in the mind while chanting. Then may capture the mind. Of course, there are 64 qualities of Krishna that are listed. And then you somehow one quality, the name itself or nam itself may manifest one quality while chanting. Then one might remember different pastimes from nectar devotion to describe that quality in action. And then as you meditate more on that quality, the name and the quality become a type of oneness, because Krishna's name is His form and quality is everything ultimately. And then that kind of momentary experience may come. He's so merciful. I mean, all the response to that, it says that people with soft hearts, they tend to cry. Mm-hmm. It doesn't indicate that they're having septic bhavs. Yeah. It's just a type of sentimentality. A natural sentimentality that they cry over. If their dog gets run over, they cry also. Or the mouse, someone runs over the mouse. Oh, the mouse, wait, wait, wait. Whereas in the more grave person, they'll say, oh, the mouse got run over, okay, all right, well. Yeah, he won't like just cry at any kind of, you know, anything he sees. Because he's not so easily moved. One of a sentimental bend. Then the least movement of their sentiments will produce crying or choked voice. Well, these are long way from sattvic bhavas. But it's nice to meditate on Krishna's qualities. How He saved me. This is often done. Krishna's bhaktavatsal. He's affectionate to His devotees, even to someone so removed. So removed and so fallen as ourselves, that we can feel the affection of Krishna in our lives. That Krishna is somehow, He's paying attention to me. He's favoring me, although I'm undeserving and unworthy of such attention. But He's so kind and so loving that He's even somehow put His attention on me. This is the experience of the devotee. And that increases his mood, feeling of surrender. So, wow, the Lord is really there, and He somehow knows about me. And He seems to be reciprocating, at least it appears that way to me. And that's all I can understand, is what appears to be. I can't understand more than what I can understand. But I'm experienced. But before I was living in ignorance of God, or at least not in thought of God. and my life was going on. But now I turn my heart towards the Lord, my mind towards the Lord, and I see some new wave of vibration coming in my life, some new influence from another sphere. It's an unknown region, and it feels very uplifting and very protective and very inspiring. This is called Daivi Shakti. Mahatmanastu mam parta daivam prakritam ashrita bhajanti manaso gyatram bhutanam avayam, or something like that. Says that the Mahatmas, when one has a broad mind, Mahatma means one who has a broad mind. Atma means mind, and Atma means heart. Maha means broad. When one broadens his mind and heart, then he reaches towards God. Because that's only can happen if your mind expands. If your mind expands beyond the body, and your mind and your heart expands beyond the body, then beyond the body is God. Because the body includes everything material, and beyond the material there's spiritual. So when your heart and mind Mahatma, when your Atma, when your heart and mind expand, then you can touch God, you can find God. And then when you touch God, you come in contact with a spiritual energy called Daivi Prakriti. Daivi or Daivi. Daivi Prakriti. Spiritual energy. It's from the other side. From the other side of the Karna Samudra, there's a spiritual energy coming down like rays of the sun coming through the universe. The sun is millions and millions of miles away, but we're being touched by the rays. In the morning, the rays touch our face, and we feel warm on our face in the winter. But so far, the sun is away. So when we turn our spiritual face towards God, He seems so far away, but He touches us. He touches our heart and He touches our face with the rays of Daivi Prakriti, spiritual energy. And that creates a new sense of hope and a new sense of potential. It awakens us to our inherent potential, our dharma of the Atma, Atma Dharma, Jiva Dharma. Hare Krishna. So you can see there's that folio with all of Kushakrata's books. He has translated Bhaktisandarbha into English. That's available in Vrindavan. I don't know, that Acharya thing, if you get it to work. Has so many hundreds of books there. It's really good. And Prabhupada said, if you don't have any common sense, then find someone who does. So common sense is a good thing to have. So, well, okay, now it's 1 hour, and I put in a quarter, so now it's 10, so I have to come back at 11. If you look at your watch, it's 5:11, I gotta go. Bus. What's all the Krishna stuff and all this, you know. Forget all that stuff. Yeah, I want this, I want that. Just like, go do what you have to do. Because $40 is also Krishna consciousness. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of quarters. That's 160 quarters.
I mean, even though I wanted to stay and finish,
everything is Krishna consciousness. That's right. That's what your problem is. You don't understand how to see Krishna. You don't understand how to see Krishna everywhere. The whole thing is smartavya satatam Vishnu. Always remember the Mukhya Vidhi. It's called the Mukhya Vidhi of nectar devotion. This is the Mukhya Vidhi. This is it. This is it. There's nothing more than this. This is the main rule of bhakti. Always remember Krishna and never forget Him. And everything else is simply secondary. Like, you have the queen. They say this is the queen. And everyone else is a maidservant. Makeup people and dressers and seamstresses and so many music teachers and cooks and massagers. They all are assistants, but the main one is the queen. When she goes, they all go. She comes, they all come. she sits, they all sit like this. So the queen of bhakti, the queen of all rules of bhakti, is always remember Krishna, never forget him. So whether you're hearing Prabhupada's lecture and you're not remembering Krishna, what's the value? Or you're remembering Krishna, well, this is Krishna's money, I can't lose Krishna's money, I have to put some money in there and then come back. That's also, you're Krishna conscious? Whether you're in the temple or going down to put money in the meter or putting money in the meter. And say, oh Krishna, you're doing Dan Leela with me. You know, is that how much Krishna conscious you can be? Oh, I have to go. Krishna's standing by my car. He's demanding tax. I have to put in three quarters tax. I have to go to Dan Gati. Oh, I'm in the temple now. Oh, but I have to go to Dan Gati and give three quarters. Because Krishna's waiting there. Krishna's taking the form of a meter. Krishna's a parking meter. And he's doing Dan Leela with me. It's all, it's Krishna's everywhere. It's like we were driving in a car. We're coming in the morning, and so there was some gopis walking in the Braj, coming by the highway, national highway, and they have big water pots on their heads. And so they're walking, and they're approaching like they're going across the road and go the other side, and we're going quite fast. So he beeps his horn. Wah, wah, wah. You know, in other words, stop. I said, just see the difference. In the Braj Bhushan, the ornament of Braj is gopis carrying water pots, and peacocks and cows and all these things are there. These are the ornaments, Braj Bhushan. And if these things are not there, then it's not Braj. So fortunately, people are still doing like this. Ladies are still carrying water pots. But now you're beeping your horn and telling them to stop. And just see how ironic it is that these gopis, because originally the footpaths of Vrindavan, they were just wherever the animals would walk, and they would make a footpath. They were called, in the English they're called dog trails. And dogs run through the fields up and down so many times, and it makes a little trail, little gully, little pathway. It's called a dog trail. And if you're a man and you want to walk through the field without getting into all sticker bushes, you follow the dog trail. And it goes through the fields here and there. Because dogs are always chasing rabbits and whatnot. So these little dog trails of Vrindavan, they become gullies, small gullies, where the gopis go up and down all the time to various Sanket Kunj or appointed meeting places. But then they give them names because they're going to meet Krishna, have Milan, in these different gullies. So some one gully is called Prem Gully, another is called Man Gully or Dan Gully. They have these names. Even today, after 5,000 years, they're still there some places. So see how funny it is that these same gopis are there walking down these gullies, they're carrying water in their head, and all of a sudden they someone beeping their horn, beep, beep, look, stop, or I'm running, I'm going to run you over. You stop there and watch out, or we're going to run you over. Now, this 5,000 years ago, these same gopis were carrying water pots on their heads, and they would be listening. They'd be listening not for the sound of your car horn, but they'd be listening for the sound of Krishna's flute. And even when they're going to collect water, they're looking this way and that way, oh, where is Krishna? Do you smell his fragrance? Do you see anywhere some peacock feathers sticking out between the bushes? Do you see his Pitambara Dhoti anywhere behind the kunjas? Look over there. You see? No, that's a yellow. That's some bird. That's some canaries or something. No, that's not it. So they're just waiting. They're just anticipating. When will we smell Krishna's fragrance? When will we hear the sound of his flute? When will he call us with his flute? And then he'll glance at us, or we'll glance at him, or he'll pull our sari, or throw a stone at our mud car, or something like mudka. Or clay pot, or something like that. Do some prank with us. Play some prank with us, because Krishna's a prankster. A merry prankster. He's very playful. He's always playing, and in this way expressing his love for the gopis. And so they relish so much this attention and this sporting. So they're saying gopis carrying water pots. Oh, where's Krishna's flute? Oh, there it is. And they're looking, and they're running in that direction, or moving in that direction. So here we are coming down the highway at 120 kilometers an hour, and gopis are coming, water pots, beep, beep, and they stop and they look very careful. So I just saw these gopis with the water pot, and he beeped his horn, and then all these thoughts came in my head, and I shared those thoughts with him, what that made me feel and see. So everywhere you can be Krishna conscious. That we have to strive to be Krishna conscious, not just limit. Krishna is here in this lecture, but he's not in the parking meter. Krishna's in a parking meter. It's a parking meter avatar. You never heard? He appears in every species of life. It's in the second canto. Krishna appears in every species of life, even in a parking meter. At least in L.A., it's a special species of life.
It just started, actually. In the beginning, L.A., you were talking about Kamkro Globe and how the bad qualities we have, to eliminate bad qualities. And you said elimination and acceptance. But I didn't understand the acceptance that we have to give these up.
No, I don't know. You have to listen more, but it's a principle of progress. If you want to make progress, you have to accept the space in front of you and give up the space that you're standing on. Right? Walking. You're standing on this piece of ground, piece of territory, and you very much like it. It's your piece of territory. You want to go forward the next 1 meter, so you have to accept that new territory. But to accept that new territory, you have to eliminate the old territory. Eliminate, give up, reject, discard it, leave it behind. So if you want to accept pure devotion, pure bhakti, that's progress is based on, this is the point I'm making, progress is based on, continual progress in spiritual life is based on continually eliminating and accepting. Eliminating the bad, and I gave examples of the bad things. Lust, anger, envy, greed. Eliminate, give up, reject, stop, don't participate. Then accept devotion, accept the holy name, accept service. Elimination. These are cute little phrases. Isn't it?